Good morning. It is Tap Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to talk to our guest today. It's Tuesday, which means Mike Wiggins is in the studio and the garden line is open, sir.
Well, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Looks like we're going to dodge the bullet on this storm.
Well, you've been talking about how dry it is lately. I think the rain finally heard you.
Well, and that's true. But, you know, you never really want the rain to come from a tropical event.
Right.
too much of a downside to all of that. However, the way this looks, the rain we're going to have is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good. But I will tell you right now, I don't want to say I don't believe, but I'm a little skeptical about where these storms are going until they go there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget Hurricane Ivan. I was listening to the radio. Christian Garman was doing the weather. I don't know if you know Christian.
I don't.
Great guy. Did for Channel 3. He did the weather for a long time. Anyway, Christian, here came Ivan up the Gulf, heading north. And those listening may want to correct me, but it was headed a little bit to the west. Perdido, maybe. And he said, you know, he said this to his audience, and this is before we all lost electricity, this thing is jagging to the right just a little bit.
Mm.
And the darn thing came right up Palafox.
Oh, my goodness.
So you never know what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think like Wednesday we're going to get, as Andrew was just saying on his show, we may get a little bit of wind. Some rain, no doubt about it. But I always think we all need to be ready. Have your hurricane kit ready. Have your car full of gas. Have your propane tanks filled for your gas grill.
Mm-hmm.
So in case the electricity goes out. A lot of people will have a generator and at least have one small window air conditioner. So you can hook that one, have one room in your house. That's cool, because
mm-hmm.
like for Ivan, we lost electricity for the longest time, and it was sure nice to have that one room with that window air conditioner.
Yeah,
I just keep it stored in my garage, hopefully never to be used again.
Yeah, it's a good tip to have your hurricane kit ready.
That's exactly right. But the point is, we may get some rain, may get some wind, but keep an eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye on it until we know exactly where it's going. Because you never know. You just never know. And there are a bunch of other possibilities out there in the Atlantic right now. We kind of went through a lull here. And everybody, including myself, said, well, maybe it's going to be one of those seasons where they're not going to be a factor. Probably not so.
It seems like it's following the trend of last year, though. It started very slowly, and then
here
we hit
comes.
The peak, and then all of a sudden they just started popping off and one after the other.
That's exactly right. And it only takes one.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes one. So in any event, be prepared, keep an eye on it, and let's hope for the best. And, of course, our best wishes go to those good people of Louisiana and East Texas. And this thing is going to do what they all do. It's going to head right up into the Midwest, which always seems to contribute to flooding of sorts up there. So in any event, we'll keep our thoughts with those folks.
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly. Okay.
So what's on the agenda?
Changing subjects all the way. This is not the weather.
Happier all. Topics.
Exactly. Happier topics. Okay. I wanted to talk a bit about blue trees.
Okay.
Okay. I saw this on the internet and Foo Foo Fest. Are you familiar with Foo Foo Fest?
I am familiar, yes.
You probably have done some shows on that, or if you haven't, you will.
Mm-hmm.
Foo Foo Fest is an event in the fall that really celebrates the arts and culture of Pensacola. It's a funny name, but it's a great event and says so many cool things. Well, they're going to have one event. It's called the Blue Trees Environmental Installation. And all the trees, this is going to sound a little weird, all the trees along Zaragoza Street between Tarragona and Jefferson and in the Museum Plaza, which is right behind the old T.T. Wentworth Museum, is going to be transformed into what they call a sea of blue because what they're going to do, since there are no natural blue trees, they're going to put this chalk, I'm going to have to read this stuff right here, this chalk-based pigment that will be applied to the trees, and which is safe for plants, bugs, birds, humans, and waterways.
Mm.
So now you can be involved November 1st and 2nd and the 4th through 5th. It's called Community Appreciation Days. And with the UWF Community Trust, you can go down and kind of help out with these blue trees. The installation, or I guess you spray it. I'm not sure how you get the blue to the trees.
Mm-hmm.
We will find that out as we get closer to it. But you can go down and be a part of that.
Interesting.
It's really to kind of make aware of our environment and the deforestation and those type of issues.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just because so many of our listeners are plugged into the environmental activities in Pensacola, there will be an environmental art market on November 8th where all your local artists and environmental organizers and environmental organizations are going to have a market at the Museum Plaza.
Looks like it's a Friday, so what time of day is that going to be?
10 till 8.
Okay.
10 till 8, absolutely. Free, open to the public, so that'll be fun. And here's the last thing. So you're going to have to get your wardrobe straight for this. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Now, we got these blue trees, and that's a garden line topic. Trees,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
So we're okay. I had my doubts. But in any event, okay, so they're going to have a blue cheese and blue trees reception. And the UWF is going to, the Historic Trust is going to help with that. Rob Overton is the director of the UWF Historic Trust. And if you know Rob, you know this is an amazing fellow who does a great job in working on our history and different venues downtown to celebrate the history of Pensacola, the history of Pensacola, and also the greatness of Pensacola. Anyway, on November 6th is the blue cheese and blue trees reception. So last thing I'll say about that is you probably need to start working on your wardrobe, if you will. Get your best blue cocktail casual outfit ready to go. I'm not sure what that would be. All right, blue trees. That's enough about that.
But, all right. We do have a question for you. Ready for a question?
Is it about blue trees?
I'm not sure.
Oh, no, bring it on.
We'll wing it.
Well, no, bring it on. Yes, sir.
Welcome to Pep Talk.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Hi. I had landscaping done a little over a year, probably about a year and a half ago. And they put in some yellow and green color bush. It's like a yellow hint, but it's got green in it as well. It's growing really well. Just wondering, how do I prune that back? Because it's gotten pretty big, and it's actually growing up against the house now, and I don't want it to grow all the way up as high as it is right now. I want to prune it back. Is it just a matter of just shaping it the way I want it and just cut it, or do I have to actually prune it a certain way?
Well, it is. It is. Now, you're right. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder insofar as pruning those plants. I'm going to assume that they've put in summer ligustrum, which is a beautiful kind of a canary legal pad yellow plant. And it's really a great landscaping plant. It's hadn't been around forever, but lately a lot of landscapers use it, as they should, because it really is a good background plant. Now, when it comes to pruning, we're sort of in a time frame here where we've got to be careful. If you want to shape it and sort of just give it a haircut, if you will, to keep it nice and neat and tailored, if you will. But what I would be careful about is doing radical pruning on it. I mean, cutting, say, as much as a third of it. Because what happens is you do that. We have another warm month and rest of September and into October, and it puts all this wonderful new growth, and then we have a freeze. So you just don't want to really radically prune your landscaping plants now. Now, like I say, you don't want to leave it looking, for lack of a better word, unkempt. You know, give it a little slight haircut. That won't hurt anything. But radical pruning, I'd be very hesitant to do that as we approach the end of September.
All right.
Okay. Is usually like a box cut, is that usually kind of the best way to kind of keep it in shape, more of a box cut, you think? It's easier to manage?
That's good. I think kind of rounding it off is probably a good way to do it also. I think that would be fine. Do it what you enjoy. And if you want it to kind of a box cut, that's fine. Round it out, that's okay too. There's no right or wrong answer to that. But you do need to prune it, of course, to keep it in check. But I think you may want to do your radical pruning in the spring.
Okay, we do have to take a short break on Pep Talk.
Well,
we'll be back with more right after this.
I appreciate you calling me.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you have a question for our guest today, Mike Wiggins in the studio, and the garden line is open. We were talking a little bit about blue trees.
We were talking about blue trees. We'll let that go for now because that's coming up in November.
Got it.
And as it gets closer, we're going to need to take a look at those because that sounds exciting. Mm-hmm. Sounds like fun. It really does.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phone call we had just a minute ago. Couple of things about that. The plant that the gentleman was talking about, I took a guess, and it's probably a pretty good guess, that could have been summer ligustrum. And if you don't know what that plant looks like, it's great. Really a bright, brilliant yellow, takes the full sun, a great plant for a background in a landscape. If you don't know what that looks like, Catholic High School over off W Street has got some of those plants in front of the school, and they are beautiful. So if you're wondering what we're talking about, and if you're in that neighborhood, swing by and take a look at it. But one other thing about that conversation about pruning those plants, you have to really be careful with your azaleas. The azaleas have set their buds for 2025. They're ready to bloom. So what do you do about pruning? Well, just like we talked about with the summer ligustrum, you don't want to do any heavy pruning, one, because you'll get new growth and you may have the possibility of having freeze damage.
Mm-hmm.
But on azaleas, if you do that heavy pruning this time of year, not only might you have that problem, you might also lose all of your color. Now, there's, just like we talked to him about, those azaleas, especially some of your dwarf azaleas, will put out what I call little water shoots. And they're just kind of unsightly. It looks like you're not really have been pruning your plants, and you want it to look nice, obviously, over the winter and over the holidays. So a little haircut to cut off those water shoots on your azaleas are fine. Now, are you going to lose some color? You might, just a little bit, but it's worth it to have that plant really look good. You'll have plenty of color left, and so be careful, because those azaleas, they sit there, buds sometimes in July for the next year.
Mm.
And that's why you really should do your heavy pruning on azaleas in the spring. After they bloom, after you've enjoyed that, then do your heavy pruning, then you cruise on through the year. So that's just a little tag on to what that gentleman was talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, absolutely. So anyway, and what we can talk about when we get back is so many of my friends and your friends, I'm sure, love to take the trip up north, trip up near Maine and Vermont and up in that part of the country, to look at the fall color.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got a nice article from a county agent. His name is Ray, let me get his name here, Ray Baudry, who's the Gulf County, which is a county to our east. He's an extension agent there, and put out a nice article about fall leaf colors are right around the corner. Well, he said there are two things we like in the fall, football games and the changing of leaf colors. Well, that's kind of an odd way to put it, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. But here in Florida, we obviously, with our weather and the zone in which we live, don't have that burst of color that you would have further up north. But we do have some. And so he wrote this article, which is going to tell us some of the plants that are trees, if you will, some of the trees that are going to give us fall color here in Pensacola. So very, very, very interesting. And he explains in his article how all of that happens. He says we get lower temperatures. Yeah, we get lower temperatures and shorter days, and these leaves have these chemical pigments in them. And so when we get back, let's chat a little bit about how that all works and which trees we can enjoy fall color with here in Pensacola.
Sounds great.
So let's do that.
Back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Listen to live coverage of the presidential debate tonight beginning at 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. The Garden Line is open with Mike Wiggins, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for him, we're talking about fall colors and where is a good place to see fall colors in Florida?
Well, not too many, to be honest with you. I think you see them in your neighborhood. I really do. I don't, you know, it's just different trees. We'll talk about which trees to look for in just a minute. But I'm going to go through them. This is going to sound like Botany 1 in a freshman college class. I'll make it very short. Mm-hmm. But we talked about these chemical pigments that are in the leaf tissues. And these pigments are right there as soon as that tree comes out of dormancy. But it also has a chemical called chlorophyll, which dominates that leaf. Well, as the plants get ready for the cool season and going dormant, the chlorophyll decreases, and those pigments become more in the leaf, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
They take over and make the leaves turn orange, red, purple, or yellow, you know, whatever the leaf and the certain tree does. So we've got these pigments that are always there, and then in the fall they become dominant and cause the color. That's enough Botany 101 right there. Okay. All right. But here are just a couple of trees that we know about here in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
One is a turkey oak. Turkey oak, very common here. It has nice color. A ginkgo tree, not a fun tree. You don't see too many of them. Over off 12th Avenue near Sacred Heart Catholic Church, there's a yard with a gorgeous ginkgo tree in it.
Mm.
Very, very pretty, and pretty in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Dogwoods. Dogwoods have a nice color in the fall. And here's probably the one we all know, a red maple. Red maples are everywhere. It's one of our fastest growing deciduous trees. If one is looking for shade and a fast growing tree, red maple is probably your choice. Very, very hardy. But also it's nice looking in the fall. Good color. A sweet gum tree is one to look for. Now here's one that Ray wrote in his article that I don't totally buy. Crepe myrtle. Now, crepe myrtle will have color, but it's just, you know, it's not a traffic stopper. You know, say, look at that crepe myrtle. It's all beautiful fall colors. It's not quite as dramatic as some of your other trees.
Mm.
It really is not. And finally, a Bradford pear is a good one. It does have fall color. Bradford pears are not my favorite tree. As they mature, I think they kind of lose their shape. But anyway, those are some of the trees to look for that can give Pensacola fall color. Not like Maine and Vermont, but we do the best we can.
I'm CJ Papa. Debate night in the city of brotherly love.
I think she's been looking forward to this debate.
Harris campaign spokesman Ian Sams earlier on Fox and Friends. Fox's Peter Ducey is there.
According to Politico, the whole entire Harris debate strategy hinged on being able to fact check him in real time. And when they have the mics muted, she's not going to be able to do that. So in Pittsburgh, they've apparently been trying to figure out how exactly she is supposed to debate when she cannot be jumping in.
New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik pushing back on the VP as the so-called border czar earlier on Fox and Friends.
She owns this illegal immigration crisis that has led to crime skyrocketing, that has led to loss of life.
Fox News Radio provide live coverage of the simulcast of the ABC presidential debate beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio, 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Cloudy, 75 right now in Pensacola. Louisiana's governor issuing a state of emergency in advance of Tropical Storm Francine.
Today, we issued a statewide declaration of emergency. This will allow that resources will give us an opportunity for resources to begin to flow.
The storm expected to strengthen to a Category 2 hurricane and make landfall in Louisiana tomorrow. Texas coastal cities also being affected. A tropical storm watch now in effect for most of the Texas coast. Storm surge of up to 3 feet is expected across Texas. Now, the Fort Walton Beach couple facing child neglect charges after their young child was found running nude on a road in Okaloosa County. Deputies say they found a young boy running across four lanes of traffic, nearly being hit by vehicles. They were able to get him to safety. Deputies say the child was also covered in feces. They recognized the boy, took him to his residence in Fort Walton Beach, where they say another child was also running around nude and covered in feces. Investigators say the home was in deplorable condition. 34-year-old Danielle and 32-year-old Jacob Robertson were both charged with several counts of child neglect. The Department of Children and Families is now investigating. Governor DeSantis accusing those who collected signatures to place Amendment 4 on the ballot in November of acting illegally. Amendment 4 asks voters to legalize abortion up until fetal viability. DeSantis said yesterday that one group that collected signatures to get that amendment on the ballot submitted dozens of petitions that had the names of dead people on them. He said the tolerance for any type of election-related fraud in Florida is zero. It's 9:33. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
60% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, high near 81. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. On Wednesday, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Rain chances increase as we go later into your day on Wednesday with a chance of severe weather as Francine makes landfall Wednesday morning. As we go into Wednesday afternoon, things are looking around 79 degrees with a low near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we do have 75 degrees now in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, and we've got 77 in Milton. Our next news at 10 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Retailer J.Crew is bringing back its iconic catalog that once featured models on sailboats, at picnics, and in the mountains wearing J.Crew shorts, swimwear, sweaters, and jackets. The relaunch comes 7 years after the paper mailer was discontinued in 2017. Actress Demi Moore graces the cover of the first issue of the revamped book, set to launch early this month. Dairy Queen has released its fall menu, and it also announced a sweet deal that is available to customers to go right along with it. The chain is offering a buy one, get one deal on their popular Blizzard treats. The buy one, get one deal will be available until September 22nd, exclusively through the DQ mobile app for rewards members at participating locations. Stocks are mixed ahead of this week's inflation data. The Dow Industrials down by 240, the NASDAQ up by 38, the S&P 500 down by 1. That's your money now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
September the 10th, 1833, from the Pensacola Navy Yard west of the city, this is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3. Today, News Radio 1620 is among many celebrating the official opening of the Naval Hospital here under the direction of Dr. Captain Isaac Hulse. Over the past 7 years, the military personnel and those working as civilians in the yard and residents in the villages of Warrington and Woolsey have been without any form of hospital care. Dr. Hulse, who arrived here 5 months ago, has labored hard seeking funding from Naval Headquarters in Washington and then converting an existing structure to admit patients. As of today, the first three patients are being served. One of those witnessing today's event has been Pensacola's Mayor Peter Alba, who told your reporter that he is hopeful that the city may soon begin a plan where some form of aid will be available to serve seafaring men who arrive in the city on commercial vessels and are in need of medical care. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to talk to our guest today. Mike Wiggins in the studio. The garden line is open, and we were talking just before the break about fall colors and different trees that you can see that would provide some nice colors for you.
Well, you have lived up in Wisconsin, right?
I did, yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, I mean, it beautiful colors up there. And usually we have to travel north a little bit because I'm from the Green Bay area. We'd even have to go north of that. But you'd still see some nice colors around the area, too. And just a lot of reds and, you know, yellows and oranges and just beautiful. And the season would either be really long or really short, just depending on the weather.
But you knew the winter was going to be really long.
Yes. That's like 10 months a year.
I lived in Chicago for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not wait to get back to Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've loved my winters here.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'd call some friends from Chicago. I'd call from Chicago to Pensacola. Say, what you up to? Oh, we're at the beach. You know, we're doing a little fishing, a little pompano fishing here in the early spring. I was shoveling snow.
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong with this picture.
Absolutely.
437-1620
if you have any questions for Mike today.
Yeah, well, here we go. Some people, last week, we had a question about fall gardening. And I got Abby Payne, who is a county agent, has written a nice article about that. And some of it, this is repetition, but it shows things that you really need to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to have a fall garden, time to get all that old stuff out of there, all that dead spring planting that has had its better day. Clean it out, get down to bare dirt. And then you need to add some organic material to that area. And that organic material, as far as I'm concerned, is always Canadian sphagnum peat moss. That is so critical because that's going to add, believe it or not, it's going to add organic material to the soil, which is going to hold moisture. But if you live, say, up north, where there's a lot of clay in the soil, it's going to loosen that up. It kind of serves two purposes. But if you're going to plan your fall garden, you really need to consider Canadian sphagnum peat moss. We have a phone call?
We do. Dorothy is on the line with a question. Go ahead,
well,
Dorothy.
Let's talk to Dorothy. Then we'll get back to the fall garden. Hi, Dorothy.
How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
How are you today?
Doing great.
Oh, absolutely wonderful. Listen, I've got a problem. I've got crepe myrtles in my yard. My mother planted bajillions of them. And I have there's like six of them in a row that have all died. And I don't know why.
Wow. I don't either. Crepe myrtles are generally very, very healthy. Very healthy.
Right. Real hardy.
Real hardy.
The leaves can't bloom out or anything.
Yeah, you can't kill them, you know, really. But I have to wonder what has happened there. Let me go to the obvious.
I don't
first.
Know. They've got their little moss stuff on them, you know, like little moss growing on them.
Well, and that
but
is
nothing.
Right. That moss stuff is called a lichen, and that simply is
right.
And what that does is simply is an indicator that that tree or that plant has had some trauma, And that's what's happened to you.
Okay.
Something has got to it. Let's go to the obvious first. Has anybody, for any reason, sprayed any weed killer around those crepe myrtles? That kind of comes to mind.
Not that I know of, but it's not absolutely impossible.
Right, because sometimes you get some of those strong weed killers, and especially if you got it on the foliage of the crepe myrtles, that can be very problematic. Another thing that I just don't think it would have killed them all, but if you're maintaining, if somebody who's maintaining that bed, wherever those crepe myrtles are, has used a weed eater around it and has broken the bark on the base of that crepe myrtle, many times that can cause some problems.
That sounds like something that's very possible.
Very good. And the third thing is, of course, disease. A root fungus of some type. You just don't see it on crepe myrtles very much, if ever. But that can happen.
Right.
And there's not much one can do about it. Now, are they totally bare now? Are they totally bare?
Yes.
No leaves, no nothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, nothing. No.
How tall are
look
they?
Look at the bark. I see. I'm 5 foot tall. They're about four times as tall as me. So they're tall. They're 20 years old.
Really? They've done good for 20 years, right?
Never had a problem. And this year, when it came time for all of them to bud out, these just didn't. And they're all in a row. And I've got them all over my yard, and none of the other ones have been affected except this row of them.
Yeah, that is really weird. That really sounds like something external, like the weed killer, if you will. I would certainly check on that, whoever might have done that, be it a lawn maintenance people.
Right.
Or, you know, somebody may have made a mistake because...
Right. Well, I've noticed on the bark, you know, where I looked at the tree trunk, you know, the limbs, to see if I saw anything.
Yeah.
And there's like little slits all in the limbs. I mean, way up high. I mean, it's not just bottom was like a bug or something as eight or something. I don't know. It's crazy.
If it wasn't six of them in a row, if it was, say, one 20-foot crepe myrtle, I might almost blame it on lightning. You know, lightning can hit those trees, but that's not what you've got there, I don't think. No.
It's so weird because, I mean, and it's real, you know, noticeable because all the rest of them got burned.
Sure,
and,
of course.
You know, I've got their giant ones in my front yard, and I was just freaking out that I was afraid that if it had a disease, it was going to jump to my great big pretty ones. My heart would be broke.
Exactly. Now, here's what I would do. Come January or February, I would give them some relatively radical pruning. I would cut them back.
Oh, I did already. I already did. I chopped them down because I was afraid they were going to attack my other trees.
Have you got the root systems out too? Or did you just chop them?
No, the roots, they're still there, but they're down.
You may be surprised. You may be surprised that you get new growth next spring coming out of that root system.
Okay, well, that would be great. I'm making walking sticks out of my crepe myrtle tree. I didn't want to kill my other tree.
Well, at least that's a positive aspect to this.
Yeah,
got some walking sticks.
They didn't go to a complete waste.
I hear you. Well, listen, this is a very interesting conversation. Right, and I would love to hear from any of our other listeners who have crepe myrtles if they've had any of the same problems, because I generally don't hear about that with crepe myrtles.
Right. Well, they're beautiful trees, and they do so good. Yeah. But I do appreciate you trying to help me.
Well, I appreciate the question.
Maybe it won't get on my other ones. I hope not.
And we won't forget the question. We'll still try to figure it out for you.
All right. Thanks, Dorothy.
Great. Well, I'll keep listening. Maybe somebody will have an answer for me.
That would be great. Thank you, Dorothy. I appreciate it.
All right, and going back to fall gardening.
Yeah, going back to fall gardening. That is an interesting question from Dorothy, because crepe myrtles are generally very healthy, but to have six in a row die and the rest of them in her yard look good, something has happened there. I don't know. Very interesting. We need a break here.
Yep, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Pep Talk after this.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. Stop by today and see for yourself why Barnes Feed Store has been a local's favorite for years. Get your gardening, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Emsley on Old Palafox.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tonight at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Tonight, it's Class X, a high-energy, fun, classic rock cover band with two powerful lead vocalists playing the best from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even some from today. It's Bands on the Beach tonight at 7 with Class X.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Mike Wiggins, our guest, and the garden line is open, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions or if you want to talk about good places to see fall colors or if you have any thoughts on fall gardening.
Or if somebody can answer Dorothy's questions as to why her crape myrtle have died, on the garden line. I love questions like that. I mean, because, to be honest with you, our listeners are so good and so knowledgeable that many times they have the answer when we don't. So love to hear from somebody on that. We were talking about fall gardening. A lot of people are into that. And, of course, preparation of the soil really, is, in my opinion, is going to dictate success if you'll do it right. And we were talking about Canadian sphagnum peat moss. Now, keep in mind the pH of our soil here in Escambia County is on the acid side. It's like 5.5. That's a number. And you're shooting for 6. So to go from, say, 5.5 to 6, you've got to sweeten the soil. Mm. And you do that with limestone. So put a little bit of lime. You put the peat moss down. Sprinkle some lime in the bed. A low nitrogen fertilizer, like a 4-12-12 or whatever you can find with a very low first number. Sprinkle that in there. Turn that all under, mixing it up with the sand. Well, let's say even 6 to 8 inches. Rake it smooth, and you are ready to go. You are ready to go. Now, in this article that we have here that they have sent us, there are many cool season vegetables that we can grow. And we talked about some of those last week.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes, okay. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's one. And they are labeled hardy, semi-hardy, and tender-based. Okay. Tender vegetables are...
I don't
tomatoes.
Know.
Tomatoes.
Okay, tomatoes. There you go. Yeah. See, I answered it, and I didn't even realize what it was.
You had the answer. You had the answer before. and a really short season, and are probably better for spring, like potatoes, tomatoes, squash. Semi-hardy vegetables are mostly frost-tolerant, but not freeze-tolerant, such as carrots, leafy greens like Swiss chard or bok choy. I'm going to stop there. I've never planted bok choy before, but it is a real interesting looking vegetable. I'd love to hear if anybody listening has planted that.
Mm.
Sugar snap peas, so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yes, they are.
And celery. And lastly, the hardy vegetables, those that can take a light freeze, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, onions, garlic, all of those can take a freeze, a light freeze. You probably weren't here, though, back in the, when was the 80s?
Mm.
The latter part of the 80s, we went down to single digits in Pensacola. And when we did that, all bets are off. I mean, it went down to 9 degrees, and we had all kind of damage of different plants. Even turf had some damage. So anyway, fall gardening is fun. I think I've mentioned before, a lot of people like fall gardening a little better than spring gardening because you just don't have the varmints and the insects and some of the problems that you would have otherwise. So that's a little activity for if you're going to grow a fall garden.
Mm-hmm. And we have also Pam on the line. Welcome to the show, Pam.
What do you say, Pam?
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. What's up?
I have a Lady Banks rose I bought earlier this year in the spring. It's grown at least 6 feet tall, but not a single bloom. Any thoughts?
Well, let's do the obvious first. Is it in the full sun?
It is.
That's perfect. Okay. If it's in the full sun.
It's in a giant pot, not in the ground.
Okay. And that's my next question. If it's in the ground, that might be better. If the pot is relatively small in relation to that 6 foot rose that you've got, it might be so root bound that has inhibited some of the blossoms. A Lady Banks rose should bloom every year. So if I were you, what I would do is two things. I'd put it in the ground using an organic material, kind of like we talked about a minute ago about fall gardening.
Right.
Some peat moss, a little bit of lime. I'm planted in the ground in the full sun. Go ahead. If you're going to prune it, a Lady Banks rose is not going to take much pruning. Maybe come back, 15 to 20%. In February, and let that be it as far as pruning is concerned, and then start fertilizing. Roses are heavy feeders. They really do want to be fertilized at least every 30 days, starting in the spring and really going all the way through September. You could give it one more good fertilization this month if you wanted to.
Okay.
But I think transplanting it in the full sun, organic material, not pruning it hard, just let it kind of go. Are you going to put it on a trellis of some sort?
Yes. It's on a trellis
that's
now.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. It's probably overgrown, perfect. The trellis.
It's just green everywhere.
Not the way you want it, exactly. But do those things we just mentioned, and maybe this year I don't think you're going to have a whole lot of blooms. But I bet you next spring, if you follow those instructions, I bet you'll be fine. I bet it'll start blooming for you.
Thanks for the call, Pam.
I hope so.
All right.
Thank you, Pam. Appreciate it.
We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
You okay?
Sorry, I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Whoa.
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 437-1620, if you have any questions for our guest, Mike Wiggins, and the Garden Line is open today. We do have a question for you, Mike.
Go for it.
Do you have any suggestions for trees slash shrubs that will help break the wind in the backyard? Looks like she has 1.5 acres and just needs something to help kind of break up the wind a little bit so furniture and plants and things like that don't blow away.
Great question. That is a great question. A couple of ways to look at it, I would think. One is get some of your basic hedge shrubs. Ligustrum, Iliagnus. Try some of those. Also, some of your taller growing hollies are good, like Nellie Stevens, Mary Nell hollies. But let me tell you what, over at Roger Scott Tennis Center off Summit Boulevard in the city, right along Summit is where the tennis courts are. And they planted years ago some cypress, not Italian cypress, not the real skinny ones, but your tall, full growing cypress.
Mm-hmm.
And they are now, golly, 15 to 20 feet high as the tennis court fences are, and are great wind breaks for those tennis courts. So you might want to consider that. You may want to ride by there and take a look at what they've done, because I think that type of planting would really help solve your problem. But some of your other hedge shrubs would be good, too. It's going to take them a while to grow. If you plant a ligustrum that's 3 or 4 feet high, you need it higher than that. But try those cypress. Run by Roger Scott Tennis Center. Take a look at that planting. That might solve your problem.
Time always flies on the Garden Line.
Oh, it does.
Thanks for joining us, Mike, and thanks for all the questions today.
Oh, you bet. Enjoyed it.